Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama daf Lamed Beis. We are up to daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page. So again, we're continuing in a series of Mishnayos that are about two people walking in Rishos HaRabim, and they accidentally hurt each other. One hurts the other, one is walking behind the other, and as I mentioned yesterday, this the contemporary example of this would have to be car accidents, where one person rear-ends the other person, someone has makes a short stop. So what exactly is the halacha and the culpability of one toward the other? Zeba b'chavisov, zeba b'karasov. One of them is walking with his barrel, and one of them is walking with his beam. Nishbra kado shel zeb, b'karasov shel zeb. Now, in this case, they're not walking one behind the other, it seems. It seems that they're walking in opposite directions, and they run into each other. So the one holding the beam manages, with his beam, to break the other guy's barrel. So, pater shel zeb shel salich, l'zeb shel salich. You're allowed to walk in Rosh Hashanah holding a beam. There's no wisdom to do that. So he's going to be pater. They're both walking with permission. No one was doing anything wrong. But if the one holding the beam was in front and the one holding the barrel was in back, nishpra chavis bekora pater balakora. Then if the barrel breaks from the beam, then the beam guy was in the front. So obviously the reason it broke was because the guy holding the barrel rear-ended him. So the one in the front isn't going to be chayiv. It's the one in the back is responsible for the damage caused to himself, because he shouldn't have rear-ended. He should have watched where he was going. He shouldn't have gone so quickly and run right into the balakora. But the imam and balakora chayiv. But if the reason he rear-ended him was because the balakora came to a short stop, he just stopped, you know, in the middle, then he's going to be chayiv, because he shouldn't come to a short stop. It's going to, it's obviously going to cause someone to walk into you, to rear-end you from the back. Vim amr lebal chavis amod pater. But if he warned the person behind him, he has brake lights, so he warned the person behind him that I'm stopping, so you should stop. So then he's going to be pater, because what else is he supposed to do if he needs to stop? So as long as he warns the person behind him, that's all you need. Now, when I say it's a parallel to a car accident, it's not an exact parallel, because the cases over here are where there's a balkora and a bal chavis, where there's one clear mazik and one clear nizik, meaning it's not that they're azkiya hadadi, they don't damage each other. The korah damages the chavis apparently doesn't have the power to damage the korah, but this would be the sugya where you would find the relevant halachas. Hayu bal chavis rishon bal korah achron, if the guy with the chavis is in front, the guy with the korah is in the back, nishbra chavis bekorah, and the barrel breaks from the beam, meaning the guy with the beam rear-ended the guy with the barrel. The imam is chayiv, so then he's going to be chayiv, because he obviously walked too fast and walked right into him. But the imam and bal chavis pater, if the bal chavis just stops short, and that's why the guy with the korah walks right into him, so then the guy with the korah is going to be pater, because again, the guy with the chavis is at fault for stopping without any warning. But the imam and bal korah amod chayiv, but if there was warning, if when he stopped, he warned the guy behind him, please stop, so then he's going to be chayiv. He's chayin zeba b'neiro v'zeba pishtano. And the same would hold true if one guy is carrying a candle and the other one is carrying flax, and the candle burns the flax. So the same halacha would be true that if they're both allowed to walk there, they both need to be careful. The one carrying the pishtan should be careful, and the one carrying the ner is going to be putter if he accidentally lights the pishtan on fire. What's the din if a guy damages his wife with Tashmish Hamita, during Tashmish Hamita? Kivan de Bereshus Kavod Pater, or Dumli by Lili Yune? Do we say, since the activity that he's doing is something that's totally mutter, and she allows him to do it, and it's a completely mutter activity, therefore it's going to be Pater, similar to our Mishnah, where they're both allowed to walk in Rosh Hashanah, the guy's allowed to hold his beam in Rosh Hashanah, so similarly with Tashmish Hamita, it's going to be mutter? Or do you say, no, you have to be very careful, Tashmish Hamita, you know that it's possible to hurt somebody, so you have to be very careful. So even outside that yichayev, what's the chiyev? What do you chayev for? You pay your wife? What do you pay her for? You pay her for embarrassment? You pay her for the pain? What exactly is the chiyev? So it seems that there are three deos in the Rishonim on this. The Meiri's first day, and the one that's actually a day that's quoted in the Torah in Chol Shemishpat, in Siman Tav Chaf Aleph, is that yichayev in arba dvarim. And if she dies, then you chayv galus for killing her b'shogeg. So you chayv in all dalad dvarim. But the only thing is, you're not chayiv in boshes, because you weren't mechavin to be mevayisher. If you're not, you don't have a kavana to be mevayisher, so you're not going to be chayiv in boshes. But the other dalad dvarim, you're going to be chayiv. The Meiri has a yesh omrim that you're only chayiv on the nezek. That the other dalad dvarim, you're not going to be chayiv unless you do either b'mezid or karov l'mezid. And this certainly would not be called mezid or karov l'mezid. And then Ruka Yosef writes that you only pay for the ripui. You don't pay for anything else. He says you don't pay for sheves because her maisi yadayim belongs to you anyway because you're her husband. And he says there's no boshes because there is no boshes in front of her husband. And tsar you don't pay for because you didn't realize that you were being mitzar her at all. Apparently, I don't know what the hechitimta is exactly. You have to work out the details of what exactly the case is. But either way, the Gemara raises the possibility that there might be some level of chiyuv when one is mazik his wife with tashma shamita. So what's the din? Is he chayiv or is he pater? Samalei tenisus. He says it's our mishnah. Shall zerush shalalech lozerush shalalech. If they're doing something that's perfectly mutter and they're allowed to be there, so then you're not going to be chayiv. Just like the balkara who breaks the chavis while walking innocently in the rosh hasharabim. So I'm Rava Kal V'Chomer. Rava says, wait a sec, we have the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma ya'ar shezel rishuso nichnas v'zel rishuso nichnas. Nasa kamisha nichnas rishus chaveru v'chayev. Now when we talk about a ya'ar, that immediately brings to mind, and what Rava is referring to, is the parsha in the Torah that relates to galus, that relates to killing someone b'shogeg where you chayev galus, which seems to imply, like the Meiri's first daya, that the chayev that we're talking about is if you accidentally kill her, whether you chayev galus, and therefore if you accidentally injure her, whether you chayev dalad dvarim, right? So he says, if by the case of the ya'ar, now, are you allowed to walk in the forest? Yes. Is the other guy allowed to be in the forest? Yes. Everyone's allowed to be in the forest, and there is their own rishus that they're walking into. It's jointly owned rishus, and nevertheless, we treat it as if he went into rishus chavero and he's going to be chayiv. So where you actually zeshel rishus chavero nichnas, so of course you're going to be chayiv when you're actually going into Rishus Chavero. Apparently a man having tashmish with a woman is as if he is entering Rishus Chavero. And therefore, if it's not his own Rishus, it's Rishus Chavero that he's entering, of course he's going to be chayiv. So he should absolutely be chayiv. So fracting Mara, but Elaha Katani Shal Zer Rishus Lalich L'Zer Rishus Lalich. But what are you going to do about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that if you're allowed to be there, you're going to be pater. So it says, Gemara, hasam travayu ka'adadin inhu, hacha iu kavad maisa v'hilo. Big difference between our Mishnah and the case of Tashmish Hamita. In our Mishnah, both people are the same. They're both walking innocently in Rosh Hashanah. In the case of Tashmish Hamita, the man is doing a maisa, the woman is passive. The Lashon of the Gemara that we have elsewhere in Sanhedrin, and Ksubas Tav Gimel is that a woman is karka olam, right? That she's passive when it comes to the mice of Tashmish, and since she's passive, therefore there's going to be a higher level of chiyuv on the husband. So, how do you say she's passive when you are violated in Isra Tashmish? That's chiyuv kares. Pasuk says v'nichrusu anafashos ha'osos mikerav amam. They're both chayiv kares, and they're both called osos. They're both called doers in the action. How can you say she's totally passive? Now there's a big difference. They both get hana'a, and therefore she's going to be culpable. She's going to be chayiv kares, not because of her actions, not because she's doing something, but because she's getting hana'a from something. So since she's getting hana from it, it can carry with it a degree of culpability for an onesh min hashamayim, or even known as Bidei Adam. But it's still not called active. So the husband, being the more active one, is going to be chayiv over here. So that's the Gemara. Now all the Rishonim, this is where the Rishonim talk about Rachman al Itzlan, people who beat up their wives. So all the Rishonim say it's a Pashut Kal V'Chomer from our Gemara, meaning I don't know if the Gemara ever says explicitly not to hit a wife. The Gemara says explicitly not allowed to hit another person, so it should be obvious. But that's what the Rishonim point out over here, that it's a Kal V'Chomer. If even Bishogeg, when he's in the act of Tashmish, which is something that's normal for a man and wife to do, still he's going to be Chayiv. So obviously Kal V'Chomer, if he goes out of his way with Derech Chazarius and he beats her up. The Yor Zeruah writes that It's much worse than Maka Chavero. Again, intuitive, but he says much worse than Maka Chavero because he Yosheves Levetach Yitov V'Demasa Metzuya, that she trusts her husband and she relies on him to protect her. And when the one that she relies on to protect her is the one that's causing her harm, it's a greater betrayal and it's a much worse crime than just beating up somebody else. And D'Masa Metzuya, also women are more emotional, more likely to cry. And whenever you pick on the vulnerable, it's always, that's why the Torah always talks about an almana and and a yasom, and how carefully you have to be with an almana and a yasom, because picking on vulnerable people is always much worse than picking on regular people. So this is where the Rishonim bring it up. The Nagos Ashri over here, the Arzarua, the Yamshel Shlomo. So this is the place where everyone discusses it. Okay, let's go weiter. Balkora Rishon. So the Mishnah said if the Balkora is standing in the front, he's walking in the front, and the Balchavis is behind him, so we had the whole set of halachos. Balkora stops short, he's going to be chayiv. If he warns the guy behind him, he's going to be pater. Amrei Shlakish, shtei paros b'rishus rab, machas revutzavachs ma'alachas. We had this gemara twice already, this is the third time. Reish Lakish says, if you have two cows in the rishus rabim, one of them is running around and crazily, and one of them is ma'alachas normally, but a ma'alachas revutzah, the ma'alachas one, kicks the revutzah one, so p'tura, it's going to be pater. This is Reish Lakish Shita, the kalamashana u'ba'achar v'shina bal pater. That if someone is doing something unusual, and then someone else comes and damages the animal acting in an unusual way, in an unusual way, it's going to be pater. Revutza b'malachas chayavis. If the one acting crazy kicks the one that's walking, it's going to be chayiv. So they misayele hayabalkar rishon balchavis achron nishbrachavis b'kara pater. Our Mishnah said that if the balkar is in the front and he breaks the chavis by accident, he's pater. But v'im amad balkar chayiv. But if the balkar just stands still, which is totally unusual and not expected, it's not something he's expected to do, then he's going to be chayiv. So what do you see? Who's doing something unusual? The Balkora, right? And who damages who? The Balkora damages the Balchavis. So you see, it's the Revutza damaging the Mahalachas. The one doing something crazy damages the one doing something normal. And it says you're chayiv. So it's a great raya to what Reish Lakish said, that when the Revutza kicks the Mahalachas, you're going to be chayiv. So frakim mar v'tizbra siyayibaya lomaseyev lomaseyev l'makshinami kasha. You think our missions are raya to Reish Lakish? Not only isn't it a raya, it's a kasha on Reish Lakish. Because make the following diuk. Taima deba'ata. The only reason he's chayiv, the Revutza is chayiv for kicking the Mahalachas is because it kicks it. But Ahuska Mimela Pater, if the Revutza just happens to damage by accident the other Mahalachas, he's going to be Pater, even though he was Rovates before, even though he was doing something crazy. If the way he damaged was not by kicking, but just by normally going about its way, then he's going to be Pater. But Masnisin de Mimela V'Katani Chayiv. And our Mishnah is a case of Mimela. The damage happens Mimela. The guy holding the Korah does one thing that's unusual, and that's stopping. He does not then swing around the Korah and whack the Balchavis. That happens Mimela. The impact of the Balchavis happens Mimela. And nevertheless, it says in our Mishnah, you're going to be Chayiv. So it's against Reish Lakish. Sense is Gemara, no. Masnisin de Paskalu Urcha Kishalda Hacha Kugon de Rava Bechad. That in our Mishnah he blocks off the entire road, and that's why he's chayav. The Balkora stops in such a way where it's impossible for the Balchavis to get around him. But by the case of the animals, the animal that was Malacha should have walked on the other side of the road where it wouldn't have gotten damaged, where it wouldn't have, meaning even though in a chinami it's not his fault that he got damaged, but you have to be a little more careful. If you have the ability to avoid someone who's doing something unusual, so you should avoid it. You should essentially the way the Rishonim talk about it, the Talmud or Rashba actually says such a lashon that you shouldn't tailgate, meaning you shouldn't, if you go so close behind the person that the slightest move is gonna cause you damage, so then you're responsible. But if you have a way out to swerve around to get around the person, so you have to you have to take that way. If there's no way, and so then you're not going to be responsible. Okay, that's the kasha they ask. Why do we have to say the Mishnah is talking about when they block off the whole road, and otherwise the Balkor wouldn't be chayiv? Meaning, anyway, the Baal Korah should be chayiv because it's not normal. The Gemara says in Chav Zayin and Beis we had, it's not normal for people to be mizbonin bedrachim. So the Baal Korah should be chayiv even if he doesn't block the whole road. So one answer is you shouldn't tailgate, and the other answer that they give, that the Rashba and the Rush, Talmud Rashba and the Rush give, is that we only say it's ein derech lizbonin, that people don't pay attention to where they're going, on things on the ground level, what's under your feet. But things that are eye level, we do assume it's the derech lizbonein. And when you're dealing with the balkor balchavis, the guy's, where's he carrying the kor? He's probably carrying it on his shoulder. So that's eye level. So that it is derech lizbonein. So that's why we say the only reason the balkor is going to be chayv is because he blocks off the whole road. But short of that, we assume he's going to be pater, because things that are eye level, people are, it is the derech to be misbonein. And Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't understand where you're going to make the chiluk, what, a waist high, chest high. He doesn't like that idea because it's too iffy. And if you're further away from somebody, so then it's much easier to see lower down. So what it's a very, very difficult chiluk to make. Pnei Yeshua therefore rejects it. Anyway, says Gemara El Seifa, Demas Nisin, Misayel Rish Lakish. The Seif of our mission is a right Rish Lakish. The Katani, Hay Bal Chavis Rishon Bal Korah Achron. The Bal Chavis is in front, the Bal Korah is in the back. Nishra Chavis Bekorah Chayiv, and the barrel breaks, the Bal Korah is going to be Chayiv. Imamad Bal Chavis Pater. But Bal Chavis stopped short, and that's why the Bal Korah rear ended him, so he's going to be Pater. Vahachad Kemahalechas Berevutza Dami. Over here, it's the Malechas hitting into the Revutza. Who's the one that did something unusual? It was the Bal Chavis that did something unusual by stopping. The Bal Korah was just Malachas, he was doing something normal, and he whacks into the Baal Chavis, the Katani Pater, and says, you're going to be Pater. So that's the Raya Teresh Lakish, that call him Shana Ba'achar Vashina Ba, you're Pater. So the answer is no, Masnisan Dechi Orche Kamaski. In our Mishnah, he was just walking normally. Hacha Armalei Nehidis Lach Roshusa Skuyalai, Levuti Bi Lach Roshusa. By the animals, even the one that's Revutza can say, look, if you want to walk into me, that's fine. You have the right to walk into me because I'm acting crazy. But to kick me, that's already an unusual thing to do. That you don't have the right to do, and therefore it's different than the case of Reish Lakish. It's not exactly a right Reish Lakish. New Mishnah. Shayim Shayim Halkim Rishus Rabim. Two people are walking the Rishus Rabim, except Echad Ratz Echad Mahalik. One of them is running, and one of them is walking. Or both of them are running. And they damage each other. They're both going to be Pater. So the Gemara will qualify this a little bit. So says Gemara first, Masnisin Delok Isi Ben Yehuda. It sounds like our Mishnah is against Isi Ben Yehuda Ditanya, because we have a Brisa Isi Ben Yehuda Omer Ratz Chayiv Mipnei Shum Mashuna, that when you run you're going to be chayiv because you're doing something unusual. You're not allowed to just go running recklessly in the Rishus Rabim. The Tshuvas Rosh writes that it's, if this is true of running Baraglav Kal V'chomer, when you're riding on a horse you shouldn't speed. Right, so this is, again, if we could, traffic laws come from this Gemara, that speeding is a reckless thing to do, and the Rush says, what's the definition of going too fast on your horse? They didn't have speed limits, so what was the definition? When you can't stop immediately, when you're not going to be able to stop very quickly, that's called reckless, because if something juts out, comes out in front of you, if you're not going to be able to stop, so that's already called too reckless. And he says the same is true when you're running by foot. If you're running so fast that you're not going to be able to stop immediately, and you're going to run into somebody, so that's called reckless. The Rambam actually writes in Hilchos Deos that a Talmud Chacham should not run kiminig hamishugayim. He shouldn't run in the Rishus Rabim like all the Meshuggahs do. And a lot of the things Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos are really things that we're all supposed to do, but he just says Talmud Chacham has to be extra nisar in them. But really, it's something anybody shouldn't run in Rishus Rabim, because it's Meshuna, like the Gemara says. Yisi ben Yehuda says, if you run, you're chayiv. Now, the Gemara is suggesting our mission is against that, because our mission says you're pater for running. So, Modi Yisi be'erev Shabbos bein Hashemashos shu patim neisharatz b'Rishus. And Yisi ben Yehuda says, erev Shabbos bein Hashemashos is okay, because then you're running b'Rishus. What does it mean, you're running Bereshus? Means it's understood that it's Erev Shabbos. Everyone's running to prepare for Shabbos, so that's okay. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit in detail what running Bereshus means. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, we pass like Kisi Ben Yehuda against our Mishnah. Frakti Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kista Mishnah, Utran Echad Ratz Vecham Halich, Osho Yishneim Ratzim Peturin. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that we pass like Kisi Ben Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan always says we pass like a Stam Mishnah, and our Stam Mishnah says that you're putter when you run and you damage someone as a result of your running. No, our Mishnah, when it says you're putter, is only talking about if it happens to be Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos, that you're running. It's a question of the Rishonim. Ben Hashmashos Mamish? Really, isn't it a little late to be running Benesh Mashmas Mamish, it's already Shabbos. We already have to start observing Shabbos when it's Benesh Mashmas. Benesh Mashmas means after the 18 minutes, right? We're talking after Shkia over here. It could be a few minutes after Shkia. So this people are still running to prepare. So it happens to be Maisim B'chol Yom, people are still running to prepare. But you shouldn't be running to prepare. You should already have been in shul by then. So the Hagos Hashri says, no, it doesn't solve Dafka Benesh Mashmas. Benesh Mashmas means after Chatzos Hayom on Erev Shabbos, when things are getting hairy and you got to get there, you're trying to work to prepare for Shabbos. But lav dafka Benesh Mashmas. Okay, Mimai, how do I know that the Mishnah is talking about Dafka Erev Shabbos? Midiktani Yosho Yishneim Ratzin Peturin, because the Mishnah says the second case of the Mishnah is if both guys are running. But why would you have to teach me that? Asu Lamali, Hasha Echad Ratzin Echad Mahalich Pater, Shneim Ratzin Mibai. If one guy is running and one guy is walking normally, still the runner is going to be Pater? Then of course if they're both running, they're going to be Pater. Elahachi Kamar, Echad Ratzin Echad Mahalich Pater. So the way to read the Mishnah is as follows. If one guy is running, your pater, but medvar mamur berav Shabbos minash mashos. That's only if it's erev Shabbos. Aval bechol echad ratz vechad mahali chayiv. But on a weekday, if one of them runs and one of them walks, you're going to be chayiv. Shneim ratz mafil bechol patur. And if both of them run, then even on a weekday, you're going to be pater. That's how you read the Mishnah. So amar modi isi berav Shabbos minash mashos shu pater minash ratz berushus. So we had said that isi ben Yehuda says you're pater if you're running an erev Shabbos because you're running berushus. Erev Shabbos my berushus ikal. Why is it okay to run in rishus aradin on Erev Shabbos? What is the Rishos? So, Kedrabi Chanina, Dami Rabbi Chanina, Bo Venetse Likras Kala Malchusa, that it's normal to go and greet the Kala Malchusa. So, since it's, people are rushing to be able to greet the Kala Malchusa of Shabbos, so that's okay. It's a question in the Poskim. What would you say? The running Rishos is because you're running to do a mitzvah? Or is it something else? Meaning, is it dafka by Shabbos? Or is it any mitzvah? Let's say I'm running to shul in the morning, or I'm speeding to shul in the morning, so I was a little reckless and I damaged somebody. Am I putter for that also? Because I was running to go do a mitzvah? So it seems to be somewhat of a dispute in the poskim exactly how far we take this. For instance, let's say you're a hatzalah guy, you're running to save a life, so you're speeding. So you're going to be chayiv for damage and you accidentally damage somebody. I'm sure it happens all the time with fire trucks and hatzala, whatever, ambulances. It's got to happen all the time, right? So you damage someone, you're going to be chayiv. So the Aruch HaShulchan happens to write that when you're running for pikuach nefesh, l'hatzal min advleiko min amayim, so that's for sure called berushus, because you have to run b'kol kocho, and it's lo gara me'erev Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan says. What about running to Shachris? Meaning saving a life different than running to Shachris? So it could be argued that saving a life is different. Because what are you risking when you're running to save a life? You're risking damaging somebody. But the suffix, you might damage somebody. But the vadai is that you're going to save a life, which is the ultimate hezek. So the net gain is evident. Meaning you're going to a vadai saving a life from a suffix and risking a suffix damaging somebody. But when the gain is a mitzvah, stam, davening or whatever, so that might be different. And that's in fact what most of the poskim write. Hagos Maimdus in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, Perik Vav Halachates, that it's dafka in the mitzvah of Ben Hashmashos and Erev Shabbos, but other mitzvahs like running to shul or to the base of Medrash, first of all, what's the rush? So you'll get there a few minutes late, better than to hurt somebody. So the question, what if it is a rush? What if it's the end of the Zman Tefillah? Does he mean dafka because what's the rush? When the Hagos Maimon is, or does he mean there's never a rush? There's never a big enough rush like there is Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Pashtus is that the reason Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos is different. It's not only dependent on how good the deed you're running to do is; it's dependent on how careful the average guy walking the Rosh Hashanah is going to be. Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos is a time that in a Jewish neighborhood, people know that there are going to be people running all over the place. Anyone who ever drives on Central Avenue on Erev Shabbos knows that it gets a little crazy at times because people are running all over the place. It's different. It's different on Central Avenue on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. It just is. So even before Chatzos, it's just different. So you know to be a little bit more careful, as opposed to some guys running to shul in the morning. I have to know that I have to be more careful because it happens to be the time that his minion starts, and so that may be the expectation is a little bit different. Okay. Anyway, so he said there's this inyan of going to Likros Kala Malchusa, the Amri La Likros Shabbos Kala Malchusa, and some say that no, Likros Shabbos Kala Malchusa, and Rabbi Yannai Misatef V'Koyi V'Amar Bowie Kala. Rabbi Yannai would be Misatef in his talis, and he would stand up, he would stand still. Sounds like he didn't go out to greet the Kala, to greet the Shabbos. He would stand still and greet the Shabbos. This is, Rav Moshe quotes this Gemara in his Tshuva about whether you should stand or sit for Kiddush. Rav Moshe writes, on Friday night, the minhag to stand for the first half really pashtus is you should sit for Kiddush, because Kiddush makom suda. So the best way to be kovea Kiddush makom suda is by sitting. So Rav Moshe writes, but there's a minhag to stand the first half of Kiddush on Friday night as a kiyum of this, of to stand up to greet the Kala Malchusa. Because the first half of Kiddush is not the primary text of Kiddush, it's just the greeting of Shabbos. And that, he thought, is kedai to stand. Now, the Maral writes that there are three lashonos over here. Shabbos Kala Malchusa. What are these three lashonos? So he says the three lashonos relate to three elements of Shabbos. Number one, there's a mitzvah of shvisa from Malacha. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos is shvisa from Malacha. Number two, there's an inyan of shinoi begadim, dressing nicely, right, honoring the Shabbos in that way. Not to wear malbush shalchol, and that's why it's called kala, because a kala has all sorts of kishutim. She's miskashed herself, right? That's always the lashon that Chazal used. That when Chazal talk about a Talmud Chacham, that just like a kala is miskashetes bechavdal tachshitin, so too Talmud Chacham has to be miskashetes bechavdal tzifrei Tanach. He has to know chavdal. But the point is that we always use the assumption that there's tachshit for a kala. So that's the relationship with Shabbos as a kala, is the element of dressing nicely for Shabbos. And the third element is onek Shabbos, eating, drinking, the enjoyment of Shabbos, and that's why the Shabbos is called Malchusa. Kesuda Shlomo Melech B'Shaita. Why Kesuda Shlomo Melech? Because Kesuda Shlomo Melech meant that it was a lavish feast. When you talk about onek Shabbos, you're talking about special enjoyment of the Shabbos, and that's the relationship to Shabbos as a Shulchan Shel Malachim. And Maral says that's the remez to that is in the word Shabbos itself. Shin Beis Taf Shvisa Begadim Ta'anut. Right, the all three elements are hinted to in Shabbos. That's what Maral says is the lashon over here of Shabbos Kala Malchusa. The discussion in the Achronim, is there a machlokas over here, or what is the machlokas over here? The Rambam, interestingly, has the girsa Shabbos Kala Shabbos Malka, not Malchusa. Malcha in Aramaic is Melech, Shabbos HaMelech. The Rambam says it's Lashon Zachar of greeting Shabbos the Melech, so he understands that that might be the machlokas, whether we view Shabbos as the Melech or we view Shabbos as the Malka. Could be it's machlokas whether to move or to just stand still also, meaning do at what state Marsha says that, is it that like the Chasson goes out to greet the Kala, or is it like at the stage where you're already under the Chuppah where you're waiting for the Kala to come from her, from her parents. But either way, the poskim, the Aderes writes that this is based on this gemara is the minute to stand at lechadodi, that we stand for lechadodi based on this. He's misatei v'kai. V'kai means he stood up in order to greet Shabbos in the lechadodi when we're doing Kabbalah Shabbos. So there's a minute to stand. It could be there's also the minute to require a minion for Kabbalah Shabbos. Because the Birchas Chasanim is Ba'asara, so if it's viewed as a Chasan and Kala, so maybe you should have a minion, B'davka, for Kabbalah Shabbos. Rav Shachter writes in Nefesh HaRav that he thought the minute to stand for Lichadodi, as we mentioned before, is based on the way Lichadodi is written. That Lichadodi was written Ba'amira Va'aniya, it's written to be said responsively, like most piyutim are supposed to be said responsively one after the other, in the style of a Davar Shebekedusha, like Kaddish and like Kedusha, and that's why you stand for it, because you stand for Davar Shebekedusha. So that's what you hear from Rav Salvechuk, although it's hard to understand why Lichadodi should be a Davar Shebekedusha, but that's the style that it was written in, so therefore one should stand for it. But the Adara says, no, we stand for it because of this Gemara, because Bo'i Kai, he would stand up to greet Bo'i Kala. Okay, anyway, says the Mishnah. If someone's chopping wood in a Rosh Hashanah and something flies out and damages in a Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah v'izuk Rosh Hashanah, I'm sitting in my backyard chopping, or in my front yard chopping away, and something flies out and damages into the Rosh Hashanah. Or Bereshus HaYachid, Vizik Bereshus HaYachid. I'm in my backyard chopping my wood, and something flies out and goes into my neighbor's yard and damages him. Bereshus HaYachid Acher. So then I'm going to be chayiv for all these. In all these cases, I'm going to be chayiv for damage done. So says Mar Tzricha, I need to be told all three cases. Di'itan I'm in Vakei Bereshus HaYachid VeHizik Bereshus Rabim. Had it only told me the first case of chopping in Bereshus HaYachid and damaging the Bereshus Rabim. Now if you look at our Girsa, that's not our first case. Our first case is the reverse. Bereshus Rabim VeHizik Bereshus HaYachid. That's why the Bach changes the gears in the Mishnah. Right at first, you look at the Aleph in the Bach when you read the Mishnah, and you're like, what did he change? All he did is he changed the order of the first two cases. Why would he do that? Well, the reason he did that is because the Tzrichusa that the Gemara makes assumes that order, assumes that the order that we have in the Mishnah is not the correct order. So had it only told me the case of you're working the Rosh HaSiachar and damages the Rosh HaSrabim, Mishum Deshchichi Rabim. That's because I would say, yeah, you're Chayiv because you damaged in a place where there are a lot of people around, so of course you can be responsible. But if you're working in Rosh HaSrab and damages in Rosh HaSiyachid where there aren't that many people there, I would think you're not responsible. And if you would tell me that if you're working in Rosh HaSrab and damages in Rosh HaSiyachid, you're chayiv, I would say that's because what are you doing chopping in Rosh HaSarabim? You have no business being there. But I might think that if I was working in my Rosh HaSayachid and then it happened to damage in the Rosh HaSayachid, at least I'm allowed to be where I am. I'm allowed to go chopping in my own Rosh HaSayachid. So I might think I'm pater. And if I would have had both of those cases, I would say, the reason I'm chayiv in those cases is because they each have a tzad chumra. One, because the damage happens in a place in the Rosh HaSayachid, which is a place where it's where there are a lot of people. And the other, because I'm working in the Rosh HaSarabim, which is a place where I shouldn't be doing where I shouldn't be chopping. But if I'm working in my Rosh HaSayachid and it only does the damage in another Rosh HaSayachid where you have neither Tzad Chumra, so Delosh Chichi Rabim, because there aren't Rabim where the damage is done. And initially when I'm working Bereshus, Emelos, I might think that I'm not chayiv tzricha. Therefore, I need to be told all three cases. Obviously, if you're working in Rosh HaSarabim and the damage happens in Rosh HaSarabim, then you have the tzad chumras of both. So then, of course, you're going to be chayiv. Someone walks into a carpentry shop without asking permission before entering. It says closed, and he just walks right in. So v'nitza bikas v'tavchal panav u'meis pater, and a splinter shoots out, hits the guy in the face, and kills him. So the carpenter is going to be pater. But if the person knocked and say, you know, and was given permission to enter, then the carpenter is going to be chayiv. So asks the Gemara, my chayiv, chayiv for what? What's he going to be chayiv for? So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, chayiv b'dalad dvarim, but still upater migalus l'fishein dom liyar. If you damage him and you don't kill him, so that you're going to be chayiv b'dalad dvarim, because you let the guy walk into your store and then you whacked him, then he got hurt. So for damages you're going to be chayiv, but galus you're going to be pater from, because it's not like a ya'ar. It's not like a forest, which is the case the Chumash gives for a chi of galus. Ya'ar zeler shusu nichnas v'zeler shusu nichnas. By ya'ar, everyone has it belongs to everybody, right? It's public property. Zeler shus chaveru nichnas. But over here, it's not public property. Even though I was given permission to enter, but it's certainly not my property. I came into his property, and therefore, because it's not dom liyar, I'm going to be the carpenter is going to be pater from galus. So I'm a rabbi kalvachomer. He says, wait a second, that should be kalvachomer. Umar yar zel daito nichnas v'zel daito. If by the case of the Ya'ar, where the guy had no idea I was even there, because I didn't have to ask his permission to come in, so he had no idea I was even there, and still he's going to be responsible, he's going to have to go to Golos on my account. So in a case where he knows I'm there and he gave me permission to come in, of course he should have a higher degree of responsibility, not a lower degree of responsibility. Kal v'chomer should be chayav Golos. Zeshel das kol shekein, where I got permission and he told me to come in, of course he should be chayav Golos. So Elam Rava, so rather Rava says, no, my Pater Migalus, the little Sagi Le Begalus. You know what Pater Migalus means? It means Galus isn't enough for you. It's not that he's Pater from Galus because he has a lower level of responsibility. He's Pater from Galus because Galus isn't sufficient kapara for this guy. It's that's the same svara we use when one of the svaras given when we try to explain why Ein Onshin Min Adin, right? Why don't we give an Onesh from a Kal V'Chomer? So one of the svaras is that just because a particular Onesh is good enough for someone who commits a lesser crime, doesn't mean that Onesh is going to do anything for someone who commits a greater crime. Someone who commits a greater crime may not get a kapara with that Onesh. So here as well, Gullus isn't going to be a good enough kapara for this person. That's why he doesn't go to Gullus. And that's because Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, that it's Shogei Karv L'Mezid, that's why you don't go to Gullus. So we're assuming when you're Shogei Karv L'Mezid, you don't go to Gullus. So now the Gemara is going to ask two kashas on that premise, that Shogei Karv L'Mezid doesn't go to Gullus. Masav Rava, Hosef of Ritzua Achasumes, that if you are if your job in the basin is to give the malchus and you add an extra whip by accident, you whip him one extra time by accident, so you do go to Galus. Isn't that a shog karv l'mezid? Because you should realize that if you hit him one extra time, it could kill him. And nevertheless, we see you go to Galus, even though it's karv l'mezid. No, it's not karv l'mezid. You counted wrong. So it's not karv l'mezid. It's a pure shogeg. So tafach le rava b'sandale, rava mocked this. He said, right, so Rashi has 2 days. What's tafach le b'sandale? Either it means he hit him on his shoe or he hit him with his shoe, like they do to President Bush in Iraq, right? He threw it like a way of mocking him and embarrassing him that he threw a shoe at him. So Amar le, and he said to him, atu hu mani? You think the guy doing the whipping is also the guy doing the counting? V'atani gadol shabadayanim kari v'asheni mon v'ashlishi omri ka'u. The gadol shabadayanim calls out, the second one is the one that's counting, and the third guy is the one that's hitting him. So the one that's hitting isn't doing the counting. So what do you mean he makes a mistake in his counting? No, it must be that the Dayan makes a ta'us in his counting. That's the point. The Maritz Chayis over here has a discussion based on the he quotes the Ketzos, whether you can prove from this Gemara whether there's Yeshliach the Dvar Avera b'shogeg. We know Yeshliach the Dvar Avera in general. What about when it's done b'shogeg? Do we then say Yeshliach the Dvar Avera? Meaning it's the whole Svara Yeshliach the Dvar Avera because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen. Why are you listening to the guy? But if it's b'shogeg, you don't realize you're doing anything wrong, so then you don't have Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. So maybe it should relate back to the Mishaleach. So the Ketzos says, wait a second. If you would say Yeshliach the Dvar Avera b'shogeg, the guy who's doing the counting should go to Galus, because his shliach is killing on his aver b'shog. So he should go to Galus. So you see that we don't say such a thing. One more raya, meisvei azorik is heaven l'rishus rabin v'harag hareza gola. If you throw a rock into rishus rabin and you kill someone, you go to Galus. V'achad d'shog karv l'meizadu d'ibay l'asuki adaiti d'rishus rabin shchichi inshi v'ketani hareza gola. This is a case of karv l'meizad, because you don't throw rocks into rishus rabin and still we see you go to Galus. I'm Rosh Rabbi Yitzchak with Sosres Koslo. Now you're knocking down a wall. So you buy a unit, but still you're knocking down a wall. You see where you're knocking it down. The Sosres Belayla. No, it's nighttime. Belayla, not me buy a unit. Open your eyes. Also, get a candle. Look. The Sosres Koslo Biyom La Ashba. No, you're knocking it down into an Ashba. So Hay Ashba Echidami. Idishchichi Rab Mezid. Uvilochchichi Rab Manasu. If there are a lot of people there, then you're amazed. Otherwise, you're an Ones. Amra Papa Latzricha El Ba Ashba Asuya Liponos Belayla Venasu Liponos Biyom. Vika the Mikri Vyasev. It's a place where people go during the night. Time, not during the daytime, except occasionally. So mezid lo havida ein asui liponos biyom. You're not a mezid because people aren't generally there during the daytime. Onus nami lo havi ta'ika demirka v'yasa. But you're not an onus either because occasionally someone will be there during the daytime, and that's why it's neither an onus or a mezid.